I was shocked that there were adolescent girls incarcerated basically in my neighborhood. I was glad to be able to find a way to volunteer there as a general tutor. And working with the girls was enormously rewarding. But while working there, many of the things that I saw were disheartening to me as a person and as a citizen of this country. My very first student was 13. She read at about a third grade level. She was okay about sounding out words, figuring out how to pronounce words that she hadn't seen before, but she didn't have a very good understanding. She didn't have an understanding at all of punctuation. She would read right through a period and not pause for a comma. She did enjoy reading. There was a series that's written for much younger children called The Boxcar Children, which was about a family of orphans that lived in a railway boxcar and sort of went town to town solving mysteries. She really loved those and was amazed at the conclusions. Another girl I had, we worked primarily on math, and I started her out with just once I had established where she was with math, I realized that she really didn't understand. She added fine, but she didn't understand the concept of subtraction. So we worked on that until she could comprehend what subtraction was. And we worked with flashcards for weeks and weeks just on sets of the minus twos over and over, moving up to the minus threes. And then I'd been working with her for a number of weeks. She brought some homework from her class in, and they had her doing three-digit multiplication. And she would have tests that she would pass. And I'm not even really sure how that was achieved, because she didn't know how to subtract. I don't think I ever had a student that had her own book. All of the books were shared. Sometimes it seemed that there was one book for a unit, not just two girls sharing a book, many, many girls sharing a book. So a girl might show up for tutoring and report that she had homework due, but that someone else had the book. Or sometimes just with the disorganization of the process of getting the girl from wherever she was in the facility to me for tutoring, she was just sort of plucked out of where she was at the time. There was no way for her to go back to her room or go back to her unit, if that's not where she was, and retrieve her book or any other materials she might need for tutoring. You just sort of got what you got. So she would show up and say, I was having dinner and they came and got me and they wouldn't let me go and get my book. And many of the books were falling apart. Sometimes the girls working on their pre-GED or GED would just have Xeroxes of the workbook. The pages were sometimes missing. They would have some Xeroxes one day and other Xeroxes the next time I would come back. There was no continuity, they wouldn't be in order. It was really difficult to maintain continuity of tutoring with the girls for many reasons. One of them was that tutoring was viewed as a privilege. So on a particular day, if a girl misbehaved, she would not be allowed to come to tutoring that day. I would show up and the staff member at the front desk would say, she wasn't good today, so she won't be able to come to tutoring. Also, there were certain units. I could have been working with a girl for weeks and weeks and weeks. some sort of behavioral issues repeatedly might be coming up, not with me, but during her regular life in the unit. And I could show up one day and be told that that student had been demoted to a unit where they were not allowed to be tutored because, again, it was a privilege. And they were put on units based on their behavior. And if a particular student, I did have one student who was demoted. They had certain regulations about duration of time without any incidences of bad behavior, and the girls could be moved back up to a unit that had more privileges. So I did have a student that was demoted and then came back up again, and so there was a long break, but I was able to work with her again. But many times they would be demoted and I would just never see them again.